Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, happy in-between Christmas and New Year's Day. Welcome. I've got something I was going to play, but I decided to just say, hey, I'm confused. It's between two big holidays, one considered holy, another considered holy. I'm going to sing you some Neil Diamond to start out today's show, just to scare Super Don, because he was giving me some grief before we went on the air.
Didn't you just hear Arnold Schwarzenegger say, stop whining?
Stop whining. No, was that him? I didn't know that was Arnold. I had no idea that was Arnold.
It's always fun. You know, it's like you and I will sit down and we'll go, okay, what are we going to do today? All right. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take this and we're going to play this. Here and go. Okay. So I'm sitting here and ready. All right. Here we go. Yeah, here we go. Here comes the audio. Hi, everybody. Robert Scott Bell here.
Gotcha.
Anyway, it's your show. I need to stop whining.
No. You see, because I was whining. Now you get to whine. The thing is, now I'm going to sing Red Red Wine. It's going to be a total Neil Diamond theme if you keep this up.
Wow.
I'm just warning you. Yeah, okay. I know. It's going to be crazy.
We'll end up with two listeners if you do that, but okay.
No, we got our buddy Scott Pavone. He likes Neil. We got some Neil fans out there.
Anyway, all right, so we're in between two holidays. Tomorrow is the last day of 2014.
What? Is it for us?
For us? Could
it, for us, is it? Because we got, a New Year's Eve show, an encore, then we got a New Year's Day encore, and then we're back with Dr. King on Friday. Maybe Liam. I'm trying to get Liam back out of retirement to do some shows together, because we've got some wild and crazy things to catch up on.
He's been kind of missing in action, hasn't he?
I know, but he's been busy. He's been building gardens. Actually, we just replanted some kale today. My wife sowed some seeds there, and they had sprouted up nicely. Kale sprouts not patented by Monsanto. And we've just replenished them, and we got the soil all ready, so we're going to grow a little bit vertically. We still haven't gotten the new technology advancement from the Health Ranger, but we'll look to do that in the new year and try it out and report back to you on that. But anyway, seriously, welcome. It's crazy. In between Christmas and New Year's, it's kind of the time where I don't know where I am. Do you know where you are? It's just a discombobulation time. You're sort of off, but you're not. We're here.
This is how it is pretty much every year. This is, it was funny because I thought yesterday was Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I freaked out. My wife was just like, what's wrong? And I said, oh, I didn't do the podcast. I'm like, oh, yeah. And I'm running over to the computer. She's like, no, it's Saturday. I'm like, oh, okay, never mind.
That's what I'm talking about, though. It's exactly right. Unless you just work right through it, every day is normal. But typically, this is the kind where your schedule is just different. And we're happy to be with you today. Tomorrow, we're going to have Ty Bollinger on tomorrow, do a little bonus outside the box with him this week. And, of course, Dr. Bitar this evening on the East Coast afternoon on the West Coast for some advanced medicine. And you can call us, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Remember, hashtag CDC whistleblower, particularly on this story that we're going to open with. And this is the audio clip that Super Don wanted me to play out of the gate. And it relates to the corruption of the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. It just ain't working. But maybe that's by design. Let's find out.
The original intent of the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program was to provide a no-fault, generous, rapid program of compensating injured victims. Now what we have is a cover-up and a situation in which the government is trying to say, you know, well, these things that the people say they observe, well, not only are we going to discount it, we'll actually approach it with prejudice.
So a program, to begin with, it's just ludicrous. It's lunacy, to begin with. That was, by the way, the voice of Mark Blaxwell. I think he was testifying at Congress at that point on this issue. But this program, think about it. Just step back. I know we've talked about it. But, I mean, if you just kind of blank your slate, go tabula rasa for a moment on the whole vaccine issue, for or against, and go, all right, here's the deal, guys. We got a product that is so dangerous. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it's so dangerous that people are suing the company so much for injury damages that the companies that produce this are just, they're going to go out of business. They are not going to be here. So here's an idea. All right, let's do this. All right, we'll be the government here. We'll create a special place for these companies to produce these dangerous products. And what we're going to do is we're going to absolve these companies of all liability should their product injure, maim, kill anybody, including children and babies. And not only that, but we're going to set up a special court that if somebody gets injured by a vaccine, you know, a child in the family wants to, you know, sue, they can't sue those companies anymore. What we're going to do is we're going to create an unconstitutional court, all right? It's not in the Constitution. We're just going to create it by an act of Congress. No, we don't have the power to do that, but we're going to do it anyway because we want these companies' products to be on the market. We need it so badly because we believe in something called the germ theory, right? This is the thoughts going on. They're not saying all of this, but okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to set up this court, and somebody's going to say, well, how are you going to fund it? Well, I got an idea. Let's make the taxpayers pay for it. How are you going to do that? They're never going to do that. Well, we'll just add it to every vaccine. I'm sorry, did I say the product? I didn't say that. We're going to add it to that product so that every time that product is purchased, even if the people don't buy them directly, the government will do it. And the government, people don't realize that they are their money. It's their money, right? So we'll add 75 cents to every one of those products. And it's going to come out of the people that don't know it's coming out of them. And that 75 cents is going to go to fund a special court that nobody knows how it actually works. It's not in the Constitution. But, hey, when they get there, now they can't sue the vaccine makers. The vaccine makers, oh, did I say vaccine again? Oh, Robert, darn it. Stop letting that out of the, oh, it's just a widget, okay? It's a widget. And this widget, it might hurt you, but you can't sue the widget companies. And they're going to be protected because the court is where they can sue the court. The widget makers, no worries. They can keep making their widgets. They can keep killing, harming, maiming, injuring. Doesn't matter. They can't sue. We're going to go to the court. We're going to take it. And then we're going to appoint a special master, not a real judge, a special master to preside over this court. And you're going to have to hire a lawyer. Might be conflicted because there might be a government lawyer, too. And they're going to go in. They're going to get paid no matter what. So there's going to be lawyers on board with this. No problem. And they will go to the federal government, this court, and say, hey, my kid got injured. Help me out here. And then we'll say, no, we don't think that's right. And you got to keep coming back. Maybe 10, 11 years down the road. You're bankrupt. You've lost your children or you've become bankrupt because you couldn't afford the medical care that they won't even give you. And then maybe they'll compensate you. Now, in theory and in practice, it's paid out over $3 billion, but $2 billion to those who have been injured, although that's a fraction of the real injury toll. And yet the makers of these widgets are still going gangbusters. And the government is still going gangbusters in not only buying these products, but mandating their use with some exception. Like if you have a religious belief against these widgets, they'll let you out of it. In some cases, a personal philosophical belief, and in some cases, a medical exemption to the use of these widgets. Although, good luck finding a doctor to actually grant you the medical exemption to the widget that could kill you. But no, we've got it all covered. And as you heard Mark Blaxwell talking about initially, that was the idea. I think it was a corrupt idea to begin with. Because anything that absolves responsibility for your actions, this has been done in psychological experiments. I'm not proud. I have a degree in psychology. They've proved that if you eliminate the consequences to your actions, you'll be willing to do some horrific things, horrible things to your fellow man, woman, and child, maybe animals. They've already shown that. And that is what we have done. We, not the collective proverbial we, but the wieners in the federal government who said this was a great idea.
Wieners.
Yeah, like the wieners. Yeah, you know it. And I'm not talking about Anthony Wieners, although he might have done it too. Who knows? So we got this great plan. We got it in motion. It's going. But now it turns out the mainstream media has picked up on it finally. After all of these years, Fox News has picked it up. Ben Swan's got a great article on it as well. But system designed to aid vaccine victims adds to their suffering, the report finds. And it goes through a litany of the things that are happening because the widget makers were held, well, basically, without liability. And so you think you can go to this compensation court that most people don't even know exists to get compensation, which you can never fully be compensated because the medical system is stacked against you for the real things that would help undo the damage from these widget makers, which are, yes, I know, I let the cat out of the bag. It's the vaccine manufacturers. Private attorneys been paid tens of millions of dollars, even though, you know, whether there's evidence or not of the injury or not, they're just going for it. They enlist expert witnesses. Of course, they're going to say that these witnesses are not credible because they go against the vaccine religion. The lawmakers designed the vaccine courts to favor the payouts, but the government has fought legitimate claims so that they can make money. We've talked about the profitability of this. The government has made a lot of money denying that autism and vaccines are linked. Cases are supposed to be resolved within 240 days. Not happening. And the families that need the help the most are being caught in the middle and squeezed out, and many are being denied fully and totally just because they mentioned the word autism. By the way, we'll talk with Dr. Rasha Bitar later in the program about this MIT research scientist prediction that 50% of all U.S. children will be diagnosed with autism by the year 2025. Super Don, how am I doing? I know we kind of zigged and zagged, but boy, oh boy, this is an incredible, crazy program that exists even today. And now Fox News has covered it. Wow, what's happening?
The fact that Fox News covered it, I think, is, I mean, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you haven't, if you haven't seen the Ben Swan, he did a, it was like a 15, 18 minute video. Mm-hmm. Where he laid it out, the timeline, exactly all the information. So
yeah.
If you need a refresher on how it happened and why it's a problem, or if there's somebody that you are trying to explain this to, and, you know, sometimes it's so hard to try and get into a conversation or a debate with somebody over this stuff like that, point them into that video. It's a great way to explain to somebody how this thing is just a big scam.
Yeah, and if they just want an entertaining description of it, go back and listen to the monologue just moments ago where we talked about the widgets, and you'll get it.
It's how, and the wieners.
And the wieners. Think about how absurd this is, that this exists in a country that prides itself on freedom. You mandate a monopoly, a use of force, and then you prohibit any compensation going after the perpetrator of the crime. Not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stick around. We've got lots more healing to go.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing thing for us to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, before I get too upset, oh, too late, about the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Dunderhead Program, we had to talk about a good news story, a happy story, a real story of healing. And, I, you know, for those of you who don't like real healing stories, you can just tune out right now, right? Don't give a fuck. This is where we get to talk about healing stories. I love this. And, you know, we'll come back to the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program later. If you want to call in, 866-939-2355. We also got some flu stories and stuff like that. But here's a really cool story of a man who immigrated to America from Greece in 1943. Greek war veteran from Ikaria in Greece. He came to the USA with a combat-related injury to his arm. He wound up falling in love, marrying a Greek-American woman. They have 3 children. And, you know, he was living the American dream in the 1950s, right, when it was. Then in 1976, the dream ended, according to this story. Very interesting. This guy, Stamatis, was the name. He got shortness of breath, went to the doctors, as you do in the 1970s America. They're going to be allopathic. The medical monopoly dominates, and he got a diagnosis of terminal lung cancer, giving him only months to live. Now, do you know any Greeks? Super Don, you know any people from Greece?
Do I know? Oh, I was waiting for you to finish the sentence. I didn't realize that was the end of the sentence. Do I know any Greeks? Yeah. When I was younger, we had some friends. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they can be strong, strong-willed people too. We've had Petros on here.
Petros, yeah. Greece.
Yeah. Very intelligent, smart guy. And this guy was like, "Wait a second, Doc. You say I'm going to die of this in months? I'm not convinced. I'm going to get another opinion." And he went and consulted with 9 other doctors.
I'm surprised that the state didn't come in and take custody of him and put him in a foster home.
Well, exactly. If that happened today, he would have been institutionalized. But they all said the same thing. He had lung cancer, and he had only about 9 months to live. And they said, go get your chemotherapy. And at this point, he realized, okay, 10 doctors said it. Okay, it's probably going to happen, but I still don't want to do chemo. So he said it would be a lot cheaper to go back home to Greece. And he went back, moved to Icaria in Greece to die peacefully. And so he started, you know, just bummed out, depressed, sleeping, not doing much. His elderly parents, his wife, you know, were caring for him. He got out a little bit. 9 months came and went. He was still alive. He began conversing with his old friends and, you know, just kind of staying up late, playing dominoes. Started getting out in the garden, started gardening. He's still alive. He's in the sun. He's in the fresh air. He's eating that proverbial Mediterranean diet now. Seasonal foods coming out of his garden. He starts gardening prolifically. He's drinking some wine, some vino. He built up his vineyard to where it was producing 400 gallons of wine a year. He's still alive. And at the ripe age of 97, this guy still had summoned the courage, according to this article, to submit to a medical exam to confirm that he was really cancer-free. Now, this is what, 40 years later? 30 years later?
Right.
He wanted to know, how come he didn't die? And the doctors checked him out, reviewed his medical records. They gave him a clean bill of health. And what's even more interesting in this story is that every one of those 10 doctors that told him he had months to live, they were all dead. All
wow.
of the cancer doctors were dead. This guy at 97.
He outlived the doctors.
Yeah. And he lived until he was 102, and he didn't die from cancer. And there's pictures of him in this story. Super Don will blast it out. You've got to read this. Talking about eating the local herbs, the things of your historical culture, plant-based diet. I don't know that he was vegetarian necessarily, but certainly a lot of healthy plants and herbs and medicinal things. And wow, I mean, if this is a story that could bring us back to some level of sanity, I want to go live on Icaria in Greece. You know, it's like to be able to have that kind of environment where you're not polluted every time. I don't know if they have chemtrails over there yet, but evidently a lot of people do live past 100 on that island. And it's, you know, it's not that they don't do anything wrong. They drink, some of them smoke. But the point is, eating seasonally, eating locally, sea breeze, sunshine, it's a miracle. Wow, people aren't dying from chronic degradation diseases like cancer, Alzheimer's, staying healthy until the day they decide to leave the planet because they've lived a long life and it's just time to go. A natural death. We've talked about it before, but very rarely do you hear about these stories, and that's a beautiful one. So, Super Don, thanks for digging that one out. I love that. That's a lesson for all of us to live simpler, and eventually we're going to have to, whether we want to or not.
Very good.
So there, we've got some great news. We just had a good news story. Question of the day about gaining some weight. Who wants to gain weight for the new year? You're thinking, what? Really? Yeah, we got a question like that. We'll get to some flu stories, farmers fighting for food freedom, Monsanto trying to patent your what? Really? All right, stick around. We've got lots more healing to go. RobertScottBell.com, RobertScottBell.com, through Natural News Radio and GCN. We'll be right back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet. It and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right? Right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Why is it not just the flu? Why does it have to be the deadly flu? Right? I've talked about this for years as well. It's not E. coli. It's deadly E. coli. You have E. coli in you? Yes, you do. Why isn't it deadly? Oh, no, don't bring that up, Robert. That might mean you'll have to mention the law of the terrain over the germ theory, which it just set the world up for disaster, Louis Pasteur's early years, before he went, oh, I was wrong. Bechant was right. Why the flu may be especially deadly to children this year. That's the headline from Good Morning America on ABC News. And three children apparently in Minnesota have died, and they say this now, of complications from a particularly potent strain. Nice alliteration there of the flu virus, according to health officials. Yeah, wow. It's a potent strain. What makes it so potent? Seriously, has it been working out? What the hell, man? I'm just like asking the questions. No one's asking.
You know, every strain. Year though, every year yeah. they say, oh, it's really this bad, it's really dangerous. Right. You need to get your flu shot. I mean, what makes this one so bad?
Yeah. Now this one came with its own Viagra. Evidently, it's going places where it shouldn't be going.
What?
And I'm just saying that this is what the if you get the audio, we have some audio clips on this, don't we? We need to play it just to kind of get a sense of what is going on here. Why is this one they're saying is bigger and badder and scarier, and the kids are dying?
Occasionally you can get flu virus that gets into your bloodstream and causes a bloodstream infection. It can then get into your brain, around the lining of your brain, like a meningitis.
Wait, you see what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Super potent. It goes places nothing else can go. It goes into your blood. It goes into your brain. How does it get there? How does it get there? I'm asking
It's a terrorist flu strain. It
comes
in the back door.
What, bunker buster bombs from the Pentagon? What is going on here? Well, partly they neglect to mention that these kids who died typically have other health issues. In fact, there's a report. I think somebody tweeted me in response to what we tweeted out there, if I say that correctly. Kathy Matea says, Chris Erisman tells Minnesota Public Radio News that the child may have, well, at least one of the children may have had other health conditions. Of course. But that's not what you're going to hear in this next audio clip. But again, remember leaky gut. I've told you this. Access to the blood is not guaranteed when your epithelial lining is intact, when you're not inflamed, when your kids have not been destroyed by vaccines and antibiotics. They actually have a barrier of protection that those who have been vaccinated, those who have been on antibiotics, do not have, much less those who consume genetically modified organisms, which also destroys the gut lining. That's a disaster. But what is the second phase of this big flu scare? What are they going to say next that makes this so dangerous that even healthy kids, maybe healthy kids are more at risk?
Patsy Sinchfield tells us the child's body can actually overcompensate, too, with life-threatening consequences.
In healthy children, their immune response is so strong that it floods the lungs with white blood cells trying to kill the virus, and that becomes overwhelming.
So here you've got the message. On one end of the scale, if your child is weak and is complicated with other things, they could die. And now this one's saying, oh, if your child is so healthy that you have a vigorous immune system, you're more likely to die too, potentially, because you're going to go cytokine storm, cell storm, immune storm, and it's going to dump stuff into the lungs, and so you're more at risk for being healthy. So what do we got to do? We got to make the people, the kids, sicker. Not too sick, just sick enough. You understand the secret words coming out of that woman's mouth? These public health officials? If you're too healthy, that could be dangerous. So you take a flu shot. We can knock you down a few pegs, and maybe you won't respond vigorously. There could be other problems. Guillain-Barré, neurological paralysis like polio could happen. More than anything going into the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, kangaroo on constitutional court, are issues related to the flu shot, not just in kids, but adults as well. I'm going to tell you, the cytokine storm that she just mentioned isn't fantasy. It is real. But she doesn't tell you the rest of the story either. Having a vigorous immune system is what you want, but also having a vigorous excretory system is equally, if not more, important. Why is it dumping in the lungs? Because the liver and the kidneys and the colon are congested. And you cannot excrete out those channels as easily as you should be able to. Children, are you listening? Parents, are you listening on behalf of your children? Do something good for their liver. This is the difference maker. You want them to have a vigorous response, but you want them to be able to eliminate the debris from the immune battle. That means homeopathic detoxification remedies. Bryonia, Nux Vomica, Chelidonium. That means doing herbs that you know are safe and effective for what? Supporting liver and kidney function. Dandelion, instead of spraying it with Roundup, collect it from the garden if you have it growing. I know it's wintertime, so go to the health food store, get some dandelion. Make some dandelion tea. Kids will drink that, put some stevia in it, or some organic raw honey that is unfiltered and unmolested by those from China or wherever else they're adding the stuff to honey that isn't now honey anymore. I mean, there are things you can do, but the key is elimination pathways, opening them wide. And you can survive those cytokine storms that your body vigorously responds to a viral infection, if you can call it that. But that's not being told. It's just be afraid, be very afraid, now go get your flu shot. Not here, not now, not ever. Not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. It's time for somebody's question.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Yes, question of the daytime. If you don't feel like calling, just send me a message at robertscottbell.com, as Jay has just done. He says, hi, Dr. Bell. I'm an 18-year-old male living on campus. Super, Don. What the heck is going on? We got 18-year-olds. The peak of young immune. Yeah, I'm immune to everything,
well,
right?
Hey,
I'm 18.
Listen, there are some smart, intelligent, open-minded, big thinkers out there that happen to be in that age group.
I'm just impressed with Jay. He's 18. He lives on a college campus, it sounds like. And he says the food in the dorms quality-wise is not very good. This kid is polite, because if it was me saying it, I'd say this food
it
ain't
sucks.
Worth it. Yeah, exactly. But he's very polite. He says, I am 6 feet tall and I weigh 130 pounds. Wow. That is, yes, you could be blown over by a light breeze. I've been there. I'm not 6 foot, but I've been, you know, I'm light, but I'm heavier than this guy. That's saying something. I thought I was a lightweight. I'm fairly active and I enjoy doing planks, pull-ups, and sprinting. So he's telling me about his workouts. My low weight bothers me. I attempted to gain weight through lifting and bulking. However, the staggering amount of calories necessary to bulk was too much for me to handle. Is there any way I can gain weight? Jay. P.S. Oh, he's got a P.S. I have tried simply dropping exercise and eating more. It doesn't work. I stay at a flat 130, and it makes me feel like crap. Okay, so he said crap.
I wish I had that guy's metabolism. Man.
I'm sure a lot of people would. But, you know, listen, 6 foot and 130 is rail thin. It reminds me of, you remember Manute Bol? Anybody like the NBA?
I got to see him.
Did you? I did as well. I mean, like 7 foot tall, but he was also rail thin, but somehow he made it.
His hook, what they call it, the sky hook.
Yeah. I think that was right. But listen, in Jay's case, one of the things I love as far as bulking up is the use of whey protein, but a non-denatured form. Of course, our friends at One World Whey have that. And Jay, I don't know if you've tried that, but that would be a great, you know, post-Christmas gift to yourself, or maybe your parents are involved and they can get you a big tub of One World Whey, oneworldwhey.com. 888-988-3325, 888-988-3325. Of course, increasing your fat intake. In a healthy fat kind of way. Don't skimp on it. But it sounds like he's not skimping on necessarily eating, per se, but somehow it doesn't metabolize into what he wants. He's burning it up and moving it on out. And that can be good for certain things. Now, I go to homeopathic medicine here. And I apologize, I do not remember the name of the remedy. I might be able to grab it on the break, because I have some here. But they're a formula that addresses muscle building, weight gain, you know, failure to grow, for instance. And this can be used at any age, at 18, at 28, at 88. Doesn't matter. It's homeopathy. And I would encourage you to call King Bio tomorrow. They're still open. They're at 800-543-3245.
Are you talking about the King Bio remedy for that?
Yes, the King Bio remedy for
It's Muscle Maximizer.
Muscle Maximizer, yes. And there's a different one for children's growth formula, very similar. And I think that is a missing aspect to this. And, of course, I don't know enough about your diet. Of course, if you're eating the garbage dorm stuff, your body's probably just going to have to try to throw it out immediately, because you have that body type that doesn't retain. So we need some healthy food, and I don't know what you can do there. I mean, I think back to now how I eat, how I would have survived college. I'm not sure I would have known that, in fact. Well, malabsorption could be an issue, too. You know, so gut health. Gut health is key. So if you haven't done the Silver Aloe Protocol, again, I don't know, you didn't mention gut health function. I would say do the Silver Aloe Protocol. You can read about it in Unlock the Power to Heal. UnlockThePowerToHeal.com, the book by TMB and RSB. So I want to leave it at that, and my wife needs this too. I don't know which part of it because she's only 97 pounds. I try to fatten her up, but I don't have time to cook. I'm in here prepping for the radio show every day. Yeah. Anyway, all right, that's it. Unless you have some perspective for to help Jay out.
No. And you need a little bit more information. I mean, obviously, there are a lot of things you can do with diet. And, you know, listen, one diet does not work for everybody. So it has a lot to do with what you need, what your needs are, your deficiencies might be. So, you know, there's a lot of give and take there. Hey, check out the Earth Diet. That might be something you can take a look at, too.
I know that's not really – well, actually, you know, the colleges are getting into that thing now, so that could be good.
Yeah.
Now, real quick, there's a farmer fighting for food freedom. How about that for alliterations? Farmer fighting for food freedom.
Yes.
Yes, and it's happening where? In Virginia. And they're trying to get a bill passed that would allow people to, you know, cook something in their own kitchen and sell it. Because right now, you can't do that in Virginia.
Yeah.
Virginia is for lovers, not for cooks.
not for bakers.
Yeah. You can't sell it. But evidently they're trying to work on that. But I think about the state of tyranny in America. And a lot of people say, oh, that's not tyranny, that's just trying to protect the public. Okay, if you like living in a nanny state, go ahead. And the thing is, you could coexist if the nanny state were not a monopoly. For instance, you could say, all right, you can sell your stuff from the kitchen, but you might have to label it a certain way. And you can get a, you can go, all right, this has not been inspected by the Virginia Department of Dairy Systems Analysis. I know, I made that up. You know what I'm saying? And then people can make a decision. Do I like you? Do I know you? Do I trust you or not? And then if there's a problem, they can actually come after you in court if you sold them something that's poison, if you live. But they already do that. Well, the government does that, and they make it that you can't get anything back. Oh, good Lord, look what's going on in my head. Stick around, we got a lot more.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops.
Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
All right, sometimes you just need a superhero, right? The world needs a superhero. And, of course, you are the superhero. But is technology really the thing that's going to activate your superpowers? Super Don, I finally broke down and got my wife, what do you call those smartphones? She was on a phone from 1947. She carried around, had a coil that trailed and could only stretch so far.
It consisted of a can and a string, yes.
Right, and it's sort of like that. You got, like, suddenly you enter this age of technology and go, whoa, I do have a superpower. Yeah. The researchers from the University of Cincinnati actually say this now in their academic health center. They're saying that there's somehow greater brain activity.
Yeah.
With the phone connected. Yeah.
You know, you see everybody walking around looking, and I'm just as guilty as the next person walking down the street. You know, and you got the thumbs, and you got to, you know, hit all the buttons just right, and then swipe it to the left, and then grab the thing and pull it down, and you got to tap in the number. And apparently, people are getting, according to the researchers anyway, they're exercising their brain, and the smartphones are giving their thumbs superpowers.
Well, and you know, really, and carpal tunnel thumbs as well. But, you know, the overemphasis on technology is something, you know, I'm always wary about. But while it's still here in our lifetime, I guess it's something, you know, you got to make peace with, or you go back and move on the Greek island of, Icarus?
Yeah.
No, Icaria. Oh, my gosh. I'm just having a diseased moment here with all of the names and words that I have to do. Anyway, you did find that there was... somebody who had reported on this. I don't know. Was this from the 1960s or 1970s? This was like when it was like the technology was as big as a house. Is that possible?
You know, listen, if thumbs had superpowers, I had to find out what a thumb with superpowers would sound like, and I did find one.
Okay, let's hear it.
I'm Bat Thumb.
Bat what?
I'm Bat Thumb.
Bat what?
I'm a bat that thinks he's a thumb. I'm a thumb that has a bat.
Oh. Never
mind. I'm Bat Thumb.
All right, thank you, Super Don, for finding that. Now let's go to a real-life superhero.
And she's hanging on the phone lines here. She's from New York City, a real New Yorker, or at least she's up there right now. And her name
is
Sally.
You,
040,
How
Sally. Hey,
How
Sally, welcome.
Thank you very much. Hi, Dar. Hi, Robert. I just want to say, in terms of cell phones, Andrea Boland, who was the representative from Maine and had that wonderful legislation wherein doctors would have to tell you what the components of vaccines are and then remind you you have the choice to refuse them, she also came out with a cell tower with cell phone legislation. Both of them, I believe, went nowhere, but, you know, God bless her for trying. Anyway, sure. I wanted to invite every one of your listeners who live in New York. It's more than an invitation. It's like a command performance. If you care that parents have the right to choose vaccines, believe me when I tell you, these mandates, these flu-shot mandates for the youngest, are the window of exemption is 1.2%. So 98.8% of the children who attend daycare and kindergarten are mandated to take these dangerous flu shots. And I have to tell you, Robert, I have interviewed an aunt of a three-year-old who died after the flu shot. I interviewed a five-year-old girl who got the flu shot and got a muscle-wasting disease, and an eight-year-old boy who died in writhing in pain with no white blood cells after the flu shot. So this
right.
is real. And
no, it
I
is
want
for real.
People to
yeah.
take it seriously.
So well, Dad, Sally, hold on, Sally. Tomorrow, I want to be clear about this because your phone line is actually sucking the eggs right now. I don't know what's going on. Maybe
okay.
that cell phone legislation was passed, but it's City Hall tomorrow. What time?
Noon.
Noon at City Hall tomorrow in New York City. You want to stop the flu shot mandates by the end of the year of 2015. You got to attend and show yourself.
We have one day.
You have one day. That's tomorrow. That's tomorrow.
This is my last of a multitude of actions, Robert. This is my last hurrah.
All right. Get off your aspirin and jam with Sally Elcordi in New York City. We are blasting out the links. I'm going to add them to the show notes at robertscottbell.com. If you're following us on Twitter or Facebook, you will also have the links to Sally's event that she posted as well. Sally, God bless you. We love you and wish a happy, a healthier new year for those in New York City who are being poisoned with flu shots needlessly.
You have been a friend to New Yorkers. Thank you so much, Robert Scott Bell and Don Naylor.
All right, Sally,
all right,
thanks for
calling.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm an honorary New Yorker because I came into this planet at NYU Hospital in the Village because I lost my accent. What accent? I know. It's a broadcaster accent. Or get me with my buddies from Georgia and we'll talk Southern. You might be a Jewish redneck if. Something like that. All right, stick around. We got advanced medicine coming your way on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And that means it's time for Dr. Rashid Batar. Check it out. All the links are up. RobertScottBell.com. We're here. You're here. Why? Because the power to heal is yours. Back up to me.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.